Om Vishnu Pad Paramhamsa Parigrahacharya Ashtotarasa. His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada Anant Koti Vaishnav Vrind Ki Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Granthraj Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Ki Kor Premanandi. All glories to the assembled devotees, Hare Krishna. All glories to the assembled devotees, Hare Krishna. All glories to the assembled devotees, Hare Krishna. All glories to the beautiful lotus feet of Sri Sri Guru and Gauranga. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Vipale Srimate Sharanata Swamiti Nami. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda.
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda.
Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Jaya Advaita Chandra
Jay Jay Sri Chaitanya Jay Nityananda.
Jay Jay Sri Chaitanya Jay Nityananda.
Jay Advaita Chandra Jay Gaur Bhakta Vrinda.
Jay Advaita Chandra Jay Gaur
Bhakta Vrinda. Jay Jay Sri Chaitanya Jay Nityananda.
Jay Jay Sri Chaitanya Jay Nityananda.
Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda.
Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda.
Hare Krishna. So today we are reading from Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila, Chapter 8, verses 132 through 137. I'll read 132 through 136 and we'll do 137 together. राया कहे आमी न चा तुमी सूत्रधार ये माता न चाओ तैचे चाई न चिवार. श्री रामानंद राय सेड आई एम जस्ट अ डांसिंग पपेट एंड यू पुल द स्ट्रिंग्स विच एवर वे यू मेक मी डांस आई विल डांस. मोरा जीवा बिना यंत्र तुमी बिना धारी तुम्हारा मन ये उठे काहे उछारी. माय डियर लॉर्ड, my tongue is just like a stringed instrument and you are its player. Therefore, I simply vibrate whatever arises in your mind. Manishwara Krishna Swayam Bhagavan Sarva Avatari Sarva Karana Pradhan. Ramananda Rai then began to speak on Krishna Tattva. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he said. He is personally the original Godhead, the source of all incarnations, and the cause of all causes. Ananta Vaikunthara, Ananta Avatara, Ananta Brahmanda, Iman Sabaradhar. There are innumerable Vaikuntha planets as well as innumerable incarnations. In the material world also there are innumerable universes and Krishna is the resting place for all of them. Sachidananda Tanu Vrajendranandan Sarva Aishwarya Sarva Sati Sarva Rasa Puna. The transcendental body of Sri Krishna is eternal and full of bliss and knowledge. He is the son of Nanda Maharaj. He is full of all opulences and potencies as well as all spiritual mellows. And now text 137, which is very famous verse from Brahma Samhita, first verse of Brahma Samhita. Ishvara Parama Krishna Sachidananda Vigraha Anadiradir Govinda Sarvakarana Karanam. Ishvara Parama Krishna Sachidananda Vigraha Anadiradir Govinda Sarvakarana Karanam. Please chant.
Ishvara Parama Krishna
Ishvara Parama Krishna
Sachidananda Vigraha
Sachidananda Vigraha
Anadiradir
Govinda.
Krishna. Sachidananda Vigraha. Anadi Radhe Govinda. Sarva Karana Karanam. Ishvara Parama Krishna. Sachidananda Vigraha. Anadi Radhe Govinda. Sarva Karana Karanam. Ishvara. The controller. Parama. Supreme. Krishna. Lord Krishna. Sat. Eternal existence. Chit. Absolute knowledge. Ananda. Absolute bliss. Vigraha. Whose form? Anadi. Without beginning. Adi, the origin of everything. Govinda, a name of Lord Krishna. Sarva, all. Karana, of causes. Karanam, he is the original cause. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Krishna, who is known as Govinda, is the supreme controller. He has an eternal, blissful, spiritual body. He is the origin of all. He has no other origin, for he is the prime cause of all causes. And the purport is, this verse is from the Brahma Samhita 5.1. Om Agyanati Milandasya Gyananjana Shalakya Chakshuram Nitam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha. Offer my respectful obeisances unto my spiritual master, who has opened my eyes, which were blinded by the darkness of ignorance, with the torchlight of knowledge. Today is actually the appearance day of my spiritual master. I feel very fortunate that he gave me his blessings and opened my eyes, continuously showering me with lots of mercy and encouraging me to continue in my devotional path and guiding me. Hare Krishna. Ramapad Swami, yes. So we are actually celebrating his Vyasa Puja today. So this is continuation, as we have been hearing for the last many, many weeks, conversation between Lord Chaitanya and Ramananda Rai. The first two verses of today's class are actually a repeat. I gave class almost a month ago, and it's a repeat of what Ramananda Rai is still kind of having he's telling Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that I am not very qualified, and he said a few verses ago, he said something similar, that was verse 121 and 122, and he said, I am just a parrot. I do not know anything about the subject matter. I'm just repeating and vibrating the sound you make me speak. So actually, when I gave class like 4 weeks ago, I came to these verses because they were almost similar, and I spoke on that about being a dancing puppet and how Srila Prabhupada, when he first came to, when he arrived at Boston, Commonwealth, the pier, and he actually composed that very famous prayer in which he was saying, I am just a puppet, and make me dance, make me dance, make me dance. And here Ramananda Rai is also saying that my tongue is like a string instrument, and you are the player. And when I read this verse, I was immediately reminded of, I was teaching science to the middle schoolers here at ALC, and we were doing sound waves. That was the lesson, the last lesson that I just did with them. The last two lessons were on sound waves. And they describe how this in different instruments work. And so the string, when a player plucks the string, the energy from the player actually goes on to the string, and that energy is transferred to the string, which then makes the vibrations, and the vibrations produce the longitudinal waves which go out. And so anyway, the kids, students would say, we already know this, it's just that you're giving difficult words, you know, you're putting difficult words in what we already know. So so when I read this verse, I was thinking about how Ramananda Rai is saying so sweetly, he's saying, I want my tongue to become, like my tongue is like a string instrument. So I was thinking that I would really like my tongue to become an instrument of my spiritual master. So I keep vibrating what he has given me, what Srila Prabhupada has given him. So we vibrate, we just become very honest and transparent vibrators of the message which we are hearing from our guru, from our param guru, from the whole guru parampara. And Srila Prabhupada actually has said in one of the purports in Adi Leela 878, he said that a pure devotee should not take any credit on his own, but he should be a soul surrendered to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who will then give him dictation as the Cheti Guru. He guides from within as super soul and from without as a spiritual master. So on our own we have no qualification. Only what our guru has given us, we cannot take any response. Prabhupada says responsibility. I'm assuming it means like we don't take any credit that I am the one who is giving, or I am the one who distributed so many books, or I am the one who made so many devotees. As soon as we think I am the one who is doing it, we are actually taking away the credit from our spiritual master, from our guru, from Krishna, because it's Krishna who's actually directing the wanderings of all souls, and Krishna actually brings those ripe souls to Krishna consciousness, to this movement. Krishna is bringing those ripe souls, as the Divyanga Prabhu knows very well. Approach, in the case of Sankirtan, book distribution, we say approach those who are, or at least, not approach, at least talk to those who are ripe. Because if you kind of continue to spend time with those who are not ripe enough or very unripe, you'll just be beating your head against a stone or a wall. So like Keshava Prabhu, they went to this congregation of people who are already very, they are actually favorable to Krishna consciousness, and we can nurture that. We cannot nurture someone who we meet on the street and we are chanting. We can give them Krishna consciousness, but we cannot make them ripen. We can leave them in the sun and sun will ripen it. So and then those who are more eager, or at least more favorable, we can cultivate them, like go 3.5 hours and spend so many hours with them, so that devotional creeper will be becoming, it will just bloom and become a flower. So that's the mood of a devotee, that's the mood of a Sankirtan devotee who wants to nurture Krishna consciousness of every living being in different magnitudes, you know. So now Ramananda Rai is agreeable finally, and he's like speaking on Krishna Tattva. That was what Mahaprabhu had said to him. Please speak to me on Krishna Tattva, about Krishna and Radharani and their characteristics. So very, very elementary, fundamentals which have been presented in Canto 1 of Bhagavatam. Now he's giving us the sar, the summary of who Krishna is. He's the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He's the original Godhead, the avatari. That's the word which is in the verse, sarva avatari, sarva karana pradhan, and sarva karana karanam. Those are the words which we have heard over and over again from Srila Prabhupada. And Srila Prabhupada, because he wants to emphasize and establish the position of Krishna as sarva karana, he's the cause. Karana is cause. Karanam, cause of all causes. So the Vedic literature, and especially the Srimad Bhagavatam and Chaitanya Charitamrita, are establishing the fact that Krishna is the avatari, which means from whom all the incarnations emanate. So as I was researching, I came across different, mostly in the purports, which Prabhupada is over and over emphasizing this point. So I thought I would just kind of touch upon those different references which have been made to this very, very important point of Krishna being Sarva Karana Karanam and being the avatari. So all incarnations are the absolute truth, yet Krishna is the origin of all incarnations. And there is Brahma Samhita verse 546, a very, very, very famous analogy of the lamps. Diparchir eva hidasantaram abhyupetya. That this is that there are many, many lamps, and they are all equal in power. Yet there is a first lamp, a second lamp, a third lamp, and so on. So similarly, there are many, many incarnations who are compared to lamps, but the first lamp, the original personality of Godhead, is Krishna, and it is that lamp that whom we are worshipping. Govinda Madhi Purusham Tamam Bhajami. That is the lamp that whom we are worshipping. And Krishna himself says in the Bhagavad Gita, in 10.8, he says, Aham Sarvasya Prabhavo. I am the source of all spiritual and material worlds, and everything emanates from me. So Krishna is actually saying that. So when we are personalist, that means as the follower of Rupa Nuga, of Rupa Goswami, we are in the personal, we are accepting the personal feature of the Lord, and we accept what Krishna is saying. However, there are many impersonal commentaries on the Bhagavad Gita where they'll say, Krishna actually means that thing, you know, that energy which is within himself, he's talking of that energy. But no, Prabhupada actually says over and over again, Krishna is saying me, and he's specifically saying everything emanates from me. And further on, later on, he says that paritranaya sadhunam vinashaya cha dushkritam dharam samsthanap ayad sambhavami yuga yuga. So in each yuga, he appears in different incarnations. But each of those incarnations are emanating from me. So in Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Leela, these principles of incarnation are summarized. And I thought I'll just read that verse. I wanted to read the Sanskrit because, or the Bengali, because the way the avatar and the avatari are said, I really liked it. So I thought I'll just share, read that verse. These are Madhya Leela 20, 263 and 264. Shishti hetu ye murti prapanche avatare she ishvara murti avatara namadhare. Mayatita paravyome sabara avasthan vishve avatari dhare avatara nam. The avatar or incarnation of Godhead descends from the kingdom of God for material manifestation, and the particular form of the personality of Godhead who so descends is called an incarnation or avatar. Such incarnations are situated in the spiritual world, the kingdom of God. When they descend to the material creation, they assume the name avatar. And of course, many of us are familiar with the various kinds of avatars. There are the Purusha avatars, the Guna avatars, the Leela avatars, the Shaktyavesh avatar, Manvantara avatar, and Yuga avatar. And they all appear on schedule. And the Guna avatars, the three Guna avatars, maybe we can have a pop quiz on the Guna avatars. Narottam, do you know who the Guna avatars are? No? I guess we have to go to the adults then. Maybe Sham, do you know the Guna avatars? No? Oh. I thought because you're in the Gurukul. Anybody would like to share that information? Goodness, passion, and ignorance. Those, the avatars who control goodness, goodness, passion, and ignorance. Brahma, Vishnu, and Shiva. So So Lord Brahma is actually in charge of the mode of goodness. I'm sorry, mode of passion. Lord Vishnu is in charge of mode of goodness. And Shiva, Lord Shiva is in charge of mode of ignorance. So they are all emanating from Krishna. But Krishna is the primeval Lord, and he's described as the fountainhead of all avatars. So fountain, lot of water is coming out from the fountain, but the head is where the water actually comes out, and that is the fountainhead, and Krishna is the fountainhead. And of course we know that in this age of Kali, Lord Chaitanya has appeared as he's the avatar for this age, and Swayam Krishna has appeared as Lord Chaitanya, and he's actually spread the Sankirtan movement and predicted that it will spread all over the world in every town and village, which His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada fulfilled that prophecy by taking it to all the corners of the world, and now his disciples and his grand disciples are carrying on that or fulfilling that prophecy more and more by taking it to smaller towns and smaller villages, like Indradumna Swami taking it all over the coast of Poland and in all over the world. I mean, so many devotees are doing so much preaching because they're taking that to heart, that Mahaprabhu, that's the wish of Mahaprabhu, that's the wish of Krishna, to spread this holy name all over the world. So in this avatar, he's not killing the miscreants, like Krishna says, you know, he's killing the miscreants, but they don't kill, they just give the mercy. He's giving the mercy. So Sankirtan Yagya is actually giving the mercy to spirit souls, so they can come back. They can come back to Godhead. So in verse 135, is described that there are innumerable Vaikuntha planets, and also there are the innumerable planets in the material world, and Krishna is the supreme resting place for all of them. So, in reference to that, in Canto 10, Chapter 2, there is a description in the purport. Srila Prabhupada is talking about that in the material world, everything is controlled by time. And it's very relative. There is past, there is present, there is future. But before the creation, Krishna was existing. And when there is creation, everything is resting in Krishna. And when everything is finished, Krishna is the only one who will remain. So he is the truth. He is the absolute truth in all circumstances. And if there is any truth in this world, it emanates from Krishna. And so it's described, further Prabhupada was describing, that if there is any opulence, the cause is Krishna. If there is any reputation within this material world, that cause of reputation is Krishna. If there is any strength, that cause of strength is Krishna. And if there is any wisdom and education within this material world, the cause of such wisdom and education is Krishna. So the source of all relative truths is Krishna. So we can, in our day-to-day life, we can acknowledge Krishna in this way. We all have some opulence, we have some reputation, we have some strength, we have some fame, we have some wisdom, and some of us have more of it than others, but each one of us can acknowledge Krishna in our day-to-day life by saying, oh, I have this knowledge, it is actually coming from Krishna. So that is, somebody was mentioning, I'm not sure if I actually was here for the class or I heard it on the podcast, because I'm not here very often now during the week, that the trees in Vrindavan were bowing down, and it was that they were actually offering obeisances. They were offering obeisances to Krishna. And was it yesterday's class? Because I heard it on the radio. That the trees are bowing down, and somebody was mentioning that in certain parts of somewhere in Gainesville, or that the trees are, like the plants are all like bent down. And when we see them, we can say, oh, they're all bowing down to Krishna. So we actually can see Krishna everywhere. We can see Krishna in our life. like every step that way can be Krishna conscious, because when we, couple of days ago, I was thinking, oh wow, winter is almost over and I have not gotten sick. So thank you, Krishna, that I didn't get any cold or cough. And I was saying that to myself, thank you, Krishna, so much that I didn't. And the next day I had a sore throat. So maybe Krishna was actually telling me this is going to happen, because I was not thinking about it the last couple of months and suddenly I was thinking about it. But we can acknowledge Krishna in every thought. We can acknowledge Krishna's presence in every ability we have. And that's how we can realize that Krishna is actually the supreme cause of all causes. He's the Sarva Karana Karanam. And further, what I have here is some, you know, discrepancy which mostly people who know more about all the incarnations, they have these discrepancies about whether Krishna is original or Narayan is original. So I came across this purport by Srila Prabhupada in Adi Lila chapter 5, verse 132. The Prabhupada was mentioning that two of our sannyasis were preaching in Hyderabad, and there was a discussion between them, that one said Hare Rama. When we say Hare Rama in the Maha Mantra, it refers to Lord Ramachandra. And the other one was saying when we say Hare Rama, it refers to Lord Balaram. So Prabhupada was, the controversy was brought to Prabhupada, and it was so significant that Prabhupada mentions it in the purport. He said, I gave the decision that if someone says that the Rama in Hare Rama is Lord Ram, and someone else says that Rama in Hare Rama is Sri Balaram, both are correct, because there is no difference between Sri Balaram and Lord Ram. And he says that in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Kaviraj Goswami has come to the same conclusion. So he says, those who are aware of Vishnu Tattva do not fight over these details. And he says that we are in the Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya, headed by Rupa Goswami, and he has established the principle of Bhagavad Gita that everything emanates from Krishna, who says, Aham Sarvasya Prabhavo. I am the original source of everything. And he says, everything includes Narayan. Therefore, Rupa Goswami has established in Laghu Bhagavatamrita that Krishna and not Narayan is the original personality of Godhead. And another place, Prabhupada also says that, you know, when devotees are disturbed by demons, like in the case of the Vrindavan pastimes, Vasudeva was very much disturbed, so Krishna came. When Krishna appeared, he appears with all of his pastime expansions, and although unborn, becomes manifest just as fire becomes manifest by the friction of Arani wood. So Arani wood is a special wood which is used to ignite a sacrificial fire without any matches or without any flame. So just as fire appears from Arani, the Supreme Lord appears when there is friction between devotees and non-devotees. So these are the description of the incarnations. So when he appears in full, including within himself all his expansions such as Narayan, Vasudev, Sankarshan, Aniruddha and Pradyumna. Krishna is always integrated with his other incarnations like Lord Narsingadev, Varahadev, Vamana, Naranarayan, Hayagriva and Ajita. And we know that with some stories of Lord Chaitanya, how he would manifest, he manifested his Narsingha form. What was the name of the sannyasi, visiting sannyasi that he manifested that form to? He manifested the form of Narsingadev. Oh, he manifested Narsingadev to the Qazi, when the Qazi was breaking the Mridanga drum. And he also manifested Lord Ram, he manifested his Sadbuja Roop to, who's that? Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya? Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. So, in the different Puranas also, it is very much stated and very much it's clear, clarified that the same personality of Godhead who is the four-handed Narayan, and he's also in Shvetadvip, he's all the Purusha, you know, the Purusha avatars are there. He appears as the son of Nanda. So this is a very nice analogy which I thought I'll read out. In a fire, there are many sparks of different dimensions. Some of them are very big and some are small. The small sparks are compared to the living entities, and the large sparks are compared to the Vishnu expansions of Lord Krishna. All the incarnations emanate from Krishna, and after the end of their pastimes, they again merge with Krishna. So Krishna is sometimes described as Narayan, sometimes as Shirodakshai Vishnu, Garbhodakshai Vishnu, or Vaikunthanath. But because Krishna is always full, Mula Sankarshan is in Krishna, and since all incarnations are manifested from Mula Sankarshan, it should be understood that he can manifest different incarnations by his supreme will, even in the presence of Krishna. So great sages have glorified, therefore, the Lord by different names. Thus, when the original person, the source of all incarnations, is sometimes described as an incarnation, there is no discrepancy. Srila Prabhupada is just saying that. He performs different pastimes. So if somebody says, oh, this is Lord Ram, this is Lord Balaram, there is no discrepancy. So we don't want to waste our time. We don't want to argue about it. I know that in India, people are, they take great exception to the fact that when we say Lord Ram, which we are saying when we sing Hare Ram, it is Balaram. They, no, it's Lord Ramachandra. So I just leave them, okay. Because Lord Ram is actually, when we understand, Lord Ram is actually just an expansion of Krishna. So Prabhupada says that all of these incarnations are mentioned in the scriptures, and if somebody claims to be an incarnation like Bhaktivinod Thakur, he really chastised that person who was saying that he was an incarnation of the Lord, and that person was, he had all kinds of magical powers, and but Bhaktivinod Thakur was very stern and he was very clear that this one is an imposter. His appearance is not mentioned in the scriptures, so he stood by his ground that this person is an imposter. He is not an incarnation. So we need to refer to the scriptures when somebody claims that they are an incarnation. And the scripture is very clear, and scriptures will reveal what the incarnation will do, how they will look, and what their associates will look like. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he's very much explained in the scriptures, and even our dear Prabhupada, he has been, there is a mention, isn't it, that he's called a general will appear. So Prabhupada, we accept him as a Shaktya Veshavatar. He's been empowered by Krishna, and nobody other than an incarnation, somebody who's empowered by Krishna, can actually do what Srila Prabhupada did. So we have to go to scripture to understand who an incarnation is and if this person is an incarnation. And I'll just read finally this statement that, like, innumerable incarnations are like the rivulets which flow from inexhaustible sources of water. So they are like rivulets which are just coming, but they are all emanating from Krishna. Ishvara Parama Krishna Sachidananda Vigraha Anadi Radhe Govinda Sarva Karana Karana. So this was actually one of the first verses that I memorized, and one of the very few verses that I memorized. So I was very happy that I was able to speak a little bit on this verse. And if anybody has any comments or questions, please do.
Krishna. We may accept Krishna as the cause of all causes, but at what point in our devotional life do we actually come to realize that?
At what point?
Yes, is there a point when, you know, you go from the theory to the practical, you actually can realize that Krishna is the cause of all causes?
I was trying to make that point when I was saying that you know, all of the opulences that we know of Krishna, Krishna is the, he's full in all the opulences. So we might have a little wisdom, we might have a little understanding, we might have a little fame. So in my minute understanding, when I acknowledge that this knowledge is coming from Krishna, or when I acknowledge that the strength to speak is coming from Krishna, then I can see that it goes back to that basic, that whatever I'm doing is Krishna is the cause. Krishna is actually allowing me. Krishna is giving me that, he's giving me that little fame. He's giving me that little strength that I have. Or when we see a very powerful person, say the president of the country, or somebody who's a bodybuilder, who's doing wrestling, or so the strength, when we see that and we acknowledge that his strength is coming from Krishna, so we can, in that way we can actually internalize that. We internalize that when we see what we see around us, we internalize that understanding. I would say that's when it becomes, from theory, it starts becoming practical, because we have been chanting, we are chanting for 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 years. And as we are chanting, and when we are, our mood actually becomes more and more mellow. I've seen devotees, those who are chanting for so long, they are so much more mellow, because they are coming to that realization, and Krishna actually gives a realization from within. I don't know if there will be a time when it'll say, now I'm realizing. Because the realization is like, it's coming from day one, a small realization comes. As soon as you come to the temple for the first time, you see the deities, and you're like, wow, I never knew the Lord is so beautiful. Because I never really saw him in that way. But when I saw him and I hear the Bhagavad Gita, and when I see the Lord, and I see every time I come, there's a brand new outfit. They are dressed so beautifully. And I see, then those realizations of our chanting are, actually Krishna gives a realization just by looking at, when we look at him, when we see, say his name, Krishna gives those realizations. And so, I'm not sure if you can, do you want to elaborate on that? Or, like, as far as what I'm saying, that this is something which is, what they say nowadays, organic. It's a very organic process, because it's happening from within. Daily our realizations are coming, and every day when we chant, we are, as soon as we chant some japa, like, I know that one of the things which I recently heard, and from Ramapa Swami, when he was visiting here, he was saying, as we are chanting, our material body is our subtle body is dissolving. So as I chant, my subtle body is dissolving. And as I'm chanting from then on, from the last month or so that I've been chanting after he left Alachua, I meditate on that. My subtle body is dissolving, and it's so, just, it is, it actually makes my hair stand on end, because I'm thinking, wow, every time I chant a mantra, my subtle body is going away. And my spiritual body is actually getting manifest, my spiritual. So, yeah, that's what I think. Anybody else would like to say something on this? Mother Mahindrani? No? Okay. All right. If nobody has anything else, there is a chapter in Canto 1. Called Krishna as the source of all incarnations. If it's okay with you, I can just read the different incarnations. Should I do that? It's a series of verses, but I'll just go over. So it is so in chapter 2 of Canto 1. The last verse, one of the last verses says that, assuming roles of incarnations, Krishna performs pastimes to reclaim those in the mode of pure goodness. So that's what Krishna's reason is for appearing as incarnations, is to reclaim those. And as we go from ignorance to passion to goodness, and when we come to pure goodness, that's when we are becoming fit candidates to be reclaimed by Krishna. And then there is description of the Purusha avatars, the how the Karuna Dakshai Vishnu, he expands as Garbhodakshai Vishnu, and from Garbhodakshai Vishnu we get Lord Brahma, Shiva, Vishnu, those avatars. And as Shirodakshai Vishnu, he goes into every he expands a super soul, and he's called Hari. And then further on in this chapter, which is titled Krishna is the Source of All Incarnations, so the four Kumaras are the first incarnation, wonderment, severe austerities. Then is the second incarnation is the boar incarnation, who lifted the earth. And then is Narad, who's actually empowered incarnation, sage among demigods. Then Lord became Naran Narayan. Then he took the incarnation of Lord Kapila, and he spoke the Sankhya philosophy. Then he took the form of the son of Atri, but Dattatreya. And then the seventh incarnation was Yajna, the son of Ruchi and Akuti. Eighth incarnation was Rishab, Nabi, son of Nabi and Meru Devi. The ninth incarnation is Prithu, who was generated from the bones, isn't it? From the bones of his father, Prithu Maharaj, who cultivated the land to yield different produces. And then was the fish incarnation, Matsyavatar. The 11th incarnation took the form of a turtle, or the Kurma avatar. Then we have Dhanvantari, who appeared during the churning of the ocean. And then Mohini Murti appeared, who gave the nectar to the demigods. And then the 15th incarnation is the Vamana dwarf incarnation. The 16th incarnation is Bhrigupati, or Parshuram. And then Vyasadeva appeared as the 17th incarnation. 18th incarnation, he appeared as Lord Ram. And then the 19th and 20th incarnation is mentioned, the Lord invented himself as Lord Balaram. And here it is said that, and then Lord Krishna, that it's mentioned it's Bhagavan. Bhagavan, and Prabhupada mentions that it's actually, he's referred to as Bhagavan. None of the others are referred to as Bhagavan. Lord Krishna and Lord Balaram are referred to as Bhagavan. And then in the beginning of Kali Yuga, he appeared as Lord Buddha, and then he will appear as Kalki. So this is a very, very wonderful chapter to understand the incarnations and how they are emanating. And great, Prabhupada has, in the purport, Prabhupada has explained in great detail about the Karno Dakshai, Garbo Dakshai, Shiro Dakshai, Vishnus, and all of the emanations from them are greatly detailed, in great detail. So I like to end now. Yes, Saranga Thakur Prabhu.
I've often been puzzled by the category Shaktivesh avatar. The other categories are obviously Vishnu Tattva, and Shaktivesh seem to be like Prithu Maharaj is the Shaktivesh avatar, I believe. And his citizens worshipped him and praised him as being an incarnation of God, but he was considered Shaktivesh, which means living entity, I believe.
It's like even Narada Muni. Narada Muni
Narada
is also
Muni, yes.
He's also an empowered incarnation. He's a Shaktivesh also. So yes, and we can and like Srila Prabhupada says, we don't want to have we don't want to get into excessive argument about it. He's an incarnation because he's empowered by the Lord, and we can worship him. He's an incarnation, and actually it's mentioned that yes, we can worship the incarnation of the Lord, and for that reason we worship Srila Prabhupada, because he's actually empowered. He's empowered. He's of course our Param Guru. He's our Guru. We worship him as our Guru, but Guru is as good as God, and he's actually an incarnation. So there is no discrepancy, as Prabhupada said in one of the purports. There's no discrepancy in this, that this incarnation or that incarnation. So Prithu Maharaj, like you're saying, he's a partial or I don't know if I'd read the word empowered for Prithu Maharaj. Were you saying he's called an empowered incarnation or a Shakti Veshavatar?
That's what I remember.
So,
my memory is
called. And so from what I understood from my readings for this class today was that we don't want to be, we don't want to get overly disturbed, because if it is mentioned in the scriptures that he's an incarnation, we accept him as an incarnation as long as we know and we have that understanding and realization that Krishna is the original candle, or Krishna is the original lamp from whom all of them emanate, we are properly situated.
I guess why I puzzle over it sometimes is because when I think about Jesus Christ, and we understand him as being a Shaktivesh avatar.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're talking with different people of different convictions, the belief might come that he's God, or he's the pure devotee, or he's the spiritual master. And it's hard to get on the same page. Myself, I think of him as an aspect of God, but not the complete whole, the complete God.
Right, and that's what Prabhupada is also mentioning, that like, you know, people are saying Narayan, Lord Narayan is the original and Krishna is emanating from him. And so Prabhupada says that, like even Shankaracharya, his very strong understanding was that Narayan is the original transcendental personality of Godhead who's appeared as Krishna. And he says, Rupa Goswami has established in unequivocally that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the fountainhead of all the avatars. He's the avatari. And if we are talking to people who are of, like, say, they're Christians, a follower of Jesus Christ, he's an avatar. He's a Shaktavish avatar. And an avatar means an incarnation. So there's no discrepancy. He's an incarnation of the Lord. To what degree? If we want to get into those minute details, we can get into some troubled waters, or if we have got a clear understanding, maybe we read Krishna as a source of all incarnations and that chapter, and we will be able to not defeat them, we'll be able to explain it to them more clearly. That's all. But we can definitely accept that he is an incarnation and go on with that, I would think so. Keshava Prabhu wants to clarify that.
I was just thinking, our philosophy is very unique and very clear, crystal clear, as to who is who. And in the last verse of the Guru Vastakam, it says, not the last verse, but the seventh verse, second to last verse, Shakshad Hari Trina Samasta Shastra, that the Guru is just like God, as good as God, like you said. So other groups, other people may not understand that. You're calling a man God. So there is different personalities who are like God. And the Guru is what is called servitor Godhead. There is a supreme Godhead, but the Guru who represents God, like the policeman represents the government. The policeman is the government and not the government at the same time.
Right.
So in the same way, the Guru and these different incarnations, they are God but not God. They're supreme but not supreme. It's achintya bheda bheda tattva. That's Krishna consciousness. It's mysterious. And therefore, it's very clear as to who is who. And these things, even though they may create confusion for some people out there because they just don't know all the intricacies of how everything works. They may be confused, but as they chant, then everything will clear up, we'll get to understand better.
Mysterious clarity.
Yeah. So simultaneously,
because
one
if
and
it's
different.
Going to be
yeah.
spiritual, it has to be mysterious.
Right.
Spiritual means mysterious, actually. And we are dealing, our message is on that level. Where certain things cannot be understood by our present mind and senses. We have to actually get some clarity by purification, then we can really understand how everything is working.
You read that
Paramatma is called Hari.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So is that the same Hari who is taking everything in auspicious, whom do we call, like, or that's another
yes.
one, another
no,
Hari?
No, he's the Hari.
So
he's
means
Hari.
That Hari who is taking all in auspicious, he is Paramatma also?
Mm-hmm.
So that's the same one, same Krishna?
Well, that's what I, Prabhupada says, that the super soul, Shirodakshai Vishnu, he's also known as Hari.
Yeah,
so
it's interesting. Is that Krishna who is Hari, who is stealing, who is taking, or maybe that's another name, or is that the same one?
It's the same. From my understanding, when super soul, Shirodakshai Vishnu is actually in our heart. Krishna appears as Shirodakshai Vishnu, as a form of Shirodakshai Vishnu, he's in our heart.
Yeah.
And we call him Hari. And we can also address Krishna, the original Krishna, as Hari.
You know, I was thinking that maybe that's why it's easier for him to take everything in auspicious, because he knows it, you know, better than everyone, because he's in, you know, a heart.
Heart.
Right? Yeah, it makes sense, right?
Yeah, it's a very esoteric, and like Keshava Prabhu was saying, it's very mysterious to think that when we say Krishna is in my heart. I remember long time ago I was in a japa workshop. We're talking about Krishna being crooked. You know, Krishna is crooked, so that's why he can sit in our heart. And then we read that Shirodakshai Vishnu actually came in our heart, is in our heart. So it is very mysterious, because Krishna is actually, Shirodakshai Vishnu is coming from Krishna. If you see this lamp and you see this lamp, the flame will look very much alike, won't look very different. So in that sense, he's carbon copy, but he's not the original. So that sense.
My point was that they say that Paramatma is observing and what is two things, right?
Guiding.
Yeah, witness and sanctions, right? So I never heard that he is Hari too.
Hmm.
So I thought that it's only two things he does there in the heart. Yeah, so that's the third one.
Well, thank you so much for listening with such great interest. Thank you, Prabhu. Hare Krishna. Jai Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.